What's going on there, Watch fans? Today's episode is being sponsored by Cape Cod Polishing Cloth. Did you ever want to clean and protect and polish your watch like a professional for under $20? Well, go to www.capecodpolish.com and get your Cape Cod Polishing Cloth kit today. In the kit, you get 6 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. So go and do that. I'm sure you'll be very happy with the results. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk to you guys about the watch fairs, including Basel and Geneva, that happen every year. These are the two most important watch fairs in the watch industry. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit. Today I'm here to talk to you about watch fairs. There are many watch fairs are all over the world, but the two most important watch fairs are SIHH in Geneva, Switzerland, and Basel World in Basel, Switzerland. And for 2015, SIHH starts on January 19th and goes to the 23rd, and Basel World for 2015 starts March 19th and goes to the March 26th. To give you an idea, SIHH in Geneva, Switzerland is very exclusive. You have to be invited. It's for retailers, it's for press, it's for watch brands. Mainly all SIHH exhibitors include all of Richemont brands, including Cartier, Panerai, Baume & Mercier, Lange & Söhne, IWC, to name a few, as well as independent brands including Parmigiani, Richard Mille, Grubel Force. So it's very exclusive. It's very, very luxury. It's much more intimate. It's invitation only. This is where the brands exhibit to showcase the latest novelties for the year. So that goes on in January. Basel World is a much bigger event. It's happening in March, as I mentioned, March 19th to the 26th. This is where Rolex, Patek Philippe, all of the Swatch Group brands, including Omega, Glashütte Original, Blancpain, Breguet, Swatch, Jacques Adro, brands like Rado, Hamilton, Tissot. That's where these brands, and a lot of other jewelry brands as well, showcase their new novelties for the year. And this is sort of an epic event because there's many, many, many halls, and there's different sort of booths that have been erected. A lot of these big watch companies put up these monstrosity of booths that are like mini sort of boutiques, if you will, for this time. This is what the watch industry waits for every year. The difference between Basel World and Geneva is that at Basel World, you can buy a ticket as a patron, and you can walk the show. You may not be able to go into the booths because those are exclusively for press, for retailers, for the watch brands themselves, but you can certainly walk the halls and take pictures of the watches outside on the windows and see what comes out. It's exciting. It's really like an amazing experience. I've gone, when I was in retail, I went, and it was just an amazing thing. As a retailer, you're running from one appointment to the other. You're always late. You're drinking espresso. You're eating canapés. You're drinking champagne. I know it sounds very luxurious, but Basel is very hectic because you literally have one meeting on top of the other meeting on top of the other. SIHH is one of those that is a little bit more exclusive. It's more tame. It's more controlled. It's a lot smaller. So, and along with that, there's just for the second year in a row this year for 2014, there's the Watches and Wonders show in Hong Kong that just recently took place. And that is for similar brands that are exhibited in SIHH by Richemont, where they're going to showcase their latest novelties as well. But what they're doing is they're splitting it up. Instead of showing all of their novelties at SIHH, they're showing half at SIHH and half at Watches and Wonders in Hong Kong, which I think is very, very smart. It's a lot more work for the retailers, a lot more travel, but it keeps the audience captivated and interested, and I think it's a wonderful thing. Also, definitely check your local markets, check with the brands, check their websites, go to the URLs, go to the brands that you love, that you're interested in, see what's, locally going on in your markets, because there are a lot of smaller watch shows. I know a lot of retailers in your area, depending on who they are, how big they are, how influential they are, how many brands they carry. They try to put on a holiday event every year around this time for all of the watch brands they showcase, and the watch company presidents come, and they do a mini sort of Basel or an SIHH, you know, for the local customers. So that's always nice. But if you have any other questions, please don't hesitate to give me a call. My number is 702-608-0251. You can also email me at amitdevhonda@gmail.com. You can also go to my website at www.amitdevhonda.com. I'd also like to thank my sponsors, Cape Cod Polish and Cloth. There's nothing to think about. If you want to clean, polish, and protect your watch, for under $20, go to www.capecodpolish.com. I'd also like to thank DJ Flipside and Shalvoy Music for providing the musical tracks to this podcast. You can also check me out on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.